Alright, guys. Welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. I hope I'm coming in clear. I'm getting really bad sound here on this end. I hope that's not the case in the reverse. Anyway, happy Friday. Weather here is nice in New England again. Well, actually, it's kind of cold, but sunny out anyways. I don't know if you guys are catching this this Comet Holmes. It's actually visible all across the U.S. after sunset. You can see it in the, I believe, in the eastern or in the western sky. It's pretty bright. For some reason, it went in just one day's time. It went from a faint object that couldn't even be seen with the naked eye to all of a sudden now the most brilliant light in the sky. In fact, they said it's increased 1,000,000-fold in brightness. Pretty weird. It's got a lot of scientists in a head spin trying to figure out what's going on, although for those that are aware of plasma cosmology, it's not so mysterious, actually. It's pretty obvious what's going on. There's an increase in solar activity, and apparently it's passing through Mars's plasma tail, interacting with it, and that's what's causing this. But in any case, it is a unique phenomenon that hasn't really not been seen in recorded astronomical history that we know of, anyway. Interesting. Something to take note of. You've got some binoculars. Check it out some night. Just look west, and the brightest thing you see, that's going to be it. Anyway, it has a eerie kind of a fuzzy glow to it, so there's no mistaking it for a star or something. It's definitely, you'll recognize it when you see it. It's pretty neat. Anyway, guys, I was kind of tossing back and forth different ideas what I was going to do. I was thinking of, you know, doing something oriented toward, you know, Halloween week. I was going to do a show maybe on Satanism and how it's on the rise, not only in this country but around the world. But I think I'm going to save that for another day. I'm just not in the mood for talking about that kind of filth right now. But that is something to be aware of. This not just Halloween season, all year round, these freaks are, the movement is really growing. It's pretty scary. But instead, I'm going to pick up what I almost started to do on Wednesday. I wasn't sure if my guest was going to make it. So I'll be talking about that today. The UN is a war-waging machine. I'll pick up with that after the break. In the meantime, just a reminder, guys, freedom to fascism. Again, great Christmas gift. Get in on it now. Christmas is coming quick. You can get it for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. Aaron Russo's landmark expose on the New World Order. Fraudulent banking system. He covers the income tax and all other aspects of this whole fiasco. You can get that by calling 800-724-2719 or by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Or you can get it from through the mail directly by sending your check to the RBN office, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. I finally did sign up for the live chat forum, and during the break I'll probably be logging in. So if anybody wants, you can, you know, get on there and go to the RBN website there, and you can chat with other listeners, myself included. So that's a neat feature. I've been talking about it for weeks. I've finally had some spare time last night and signed up for it. Got some great guests lined up next week, folks. You don't want to miss it. In fact, I guess we're going to cut to a break night right now. But when we get back, I'll go over quick what I guess are going to be for next week, and then we'll launch into our discussion for today. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey guys, we're laying it on the line. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Yeah, before I launch into our discussion for today, and if anybody wants to call in during the broadcast, as always, you can dial in the toll-free number, 800-313-9443. Be happy to hear from you. Yeah, next week's guest, guys, on Monday, well... I'm hoping everything works out on Monday. I might actually not be here. I should be, but just in case, beware. But if I if things do work out, Monday I'm going to have, if I'm here, that is, I'm going to have Don Nikoloff coming back. He's been on the show before. He's going to be coming back talking about some new discoveries he's been making. Sounds like really interesting stuff. If I'm not able to make it, I'll, you know, reschedule him for probably the following week, the week after. On Tuesday, I'm going to have Kathleen Albrecht. I'm sure many of you are familiar with her. Got her scheduled for Tuesday. Wednesday, we're going to have Bradley Smith, a Holocaust denier, Holocaust revisionist. He's kind of picked up where David Cole had left off. I guess used to partner with him as well. And then on Thursday, Bill Deagle will be returning. I found out why he didn't make it a couple weeks ago when I had scheduled him. He actually had a death in the family, unfortunately. But He'll be joining us next week. So great guest lineup for next week. Don't want to miss it, guys. All right. With no further ado, I actually didn't have time during the break. Got caught up with something else to sign on to the chat thing, but I'll do that next break. So you can be watching for me then. All right, guys. Let me pick up with something that, well, I guess I didn't actually get started with this on Wednesday. I intended to, but my guest did actually show up. So, but what we're going to be talking about today is the UN. We're going to be looking at it in detail under the microscope. And, you know, probably I won't have time to cover the whole thing today. That's usually how it goes. But I'll just pick up next Friday wherever I leave off today. But a specific aspect of the UN. I'm going to be talking, I've got several shows I've done dedicated to the UN I'll be doing in coming weeks, months. But today's discussion, and maybe into next week, we'll be focusing on the UN as a war-waging machine. You know, they have portrayed themselves and still do as an instrument of peace. You know, this is how they originally had sold themselves to the public. You know, instead of meeting on the battlefield, have world leaders come together in a peaceful forum at a bargaining table. And so that's the image that people still have in their minds of the UN, or at least a good many people, even till today. But we're going to look at its history. We're going to look through its rhetoric to see that that's not the case at all. It's never been interested in peace. All it's done from day one is wage war after war after war. And in conjunction with other entities, other countries around the world, particularly the U.S., but not just the U.S., others as well. So with no further ado, let me launch into that. From its very inception, guys, as I said, ever since 1945, the UN has been an instrument of outright war. And it has used the U.S. military might more than any other country on the planet to do its dirty work. Between 1945 and 2002, for example, which were the first 57 years of its existence, the UN was involved in 62 wars around the world. Think about it. That's actually more than one war per year on average. And with each one of these wars, the UN has always left behind its so-called peacekeeping troops, i.e. occupation forces, in every country as it went along to ensure that each country would remain imperial outposts of its ever-expanding global empire. The United States, of course, has been doing the same thing, building bases in every country that it conquers on behalf of the globalist cause. In fact, the U.S. now maintains 700 military installations in 132 countries around the world. 700 military bases outside the U.S. in 132 countries around the world. Now, that's astonishing because what is there, 160-somewhat countries total? There's only 40 countries that don't have U.S. military bases in them. That's the whopping majority of, 13/16 of all the countries in the world have U.S. bases. I mean, this is an empire, guys. But understand that every time the U.S. has gone into these countries, it's always done so under the auspice of the U.N., so, you know, a lot of people talk about the U.S. empire, but it really isn't. It's nothing to do with the U.S. I mean, that would be scary enough if it was just the U.S. doing this on behalf of the U.S. But it's doing it on behalf of the globalists and the, under their U.N. Proposed world government catalyst fraud. So, you know, you can't really call it a U.S. empire. I sometimes use the term myself, but it's only the U.S. doing it on behalf of the international financier crowd. But, this isn't being done for this country. It's not this country conquering the world, because keep in mind, the Bushites right now, for example, people look at them as though they're engaging in global conquest for the United States. But all the while, they're conquering other countries and driving them into poverty. They're conquering this country and driving it into poverty as well. They're tearing apart our political system. They're destroying the Constitution. They're raping and pillaging our economy. They're sending our jobs overseas. They got our borders wide open. They just signed the North American Union deal last year that's going to merge us with Canada and Mexico. This has nothing to do with American sovereignty, folks. They're destroying American sovereignty. Understand, they're just using U.S. military might to advance an external cause, a cause that has nothing to do with this country's interests. In fact, again, quite to the contrary, it has to do with destroying our interests. Anyway, the UN's first big blunder, let's come back to our UN discussion here, as far as wars go, was, of course, the Korean War, which was deliberately prolonged, unnecessarily costing tens of thousands of lives, and I'm just talking about American lives, you know, it doesn't even include the loss of life in Korea itself. Horrible travesties that we've inflicted around the world, folks, invading country after country, and for what? Just for the old power grab. Anyway, even though this war, with you know, for the average person who's endowed with a conscience, can see that that whole thing was a travesty, to the UN and those who support it and its globalist agenda, those lives were not lost in vain. It was well worth it. That war was a complete success to them. As a matter of fact, notice what Harry Truman said. Speaking before the United Nations General Assembly on October 24th, 1950, listen to what he said about the Korean War. This ought to make your jaw drop to the floor. This is treason. It's amazing that presidents can make statements like this, still continue to make statements like this, and nobody has a problem with it. You know, George Bush Sr. once said, it's to the United Nations Charter that we need to pledge our allegiance. Incredible. Well, here's what Truman said, again, October 24th, 1950. He said, the men who laid down their lives for the United Nations in Korea, they died in order that the United Nations might live. Now, doesn't that give you a cozy, warm, fuzzy feeling inside? Aren't you glad to know that Mr. Harry Truman committed our troops to Korea for the United Nations, so that the United Nations might live? Do you see the scope of treason here, what a traitor this scoundrel was? Do I need to point out that the man was a 33rd degree Mason? Does that tell you a little bit something about what these boys are made of? Daddy Bush, who talked about his loyalty to the UN, he also was a 33rd degree Mason. Very striking pattern emerges when you start looking at big name politicians in Washington and their affiliation with Masonry. That's another story. I got a whole show dedicated to that sometime. Very interesting stuff. But anyway, listen to what he said. What a traitor, guys. The men who laid down their lives for the UN. It had nothing to do with the U.S., although the general rhetoric is and has been that, you know, oh, yeah, we were fighting for, what's that word? Oh, well, freedom, yeah, freedom, yeah. And well, what's the other one? Democracy, yeah, freedom and democracy, yeah. We were trying to stop Soviet communism from spreading around the world. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Give me a break. Here's the real reason right here, stripped of all its rhetoric. These men died, he said, so the United Nations might live. Unbelievable. That this man was not lynched, not brought before a grand jury, not only impeached, but locked up for life, is absolutely astonishing. And that's what every president since then has done, guys. Committed our troops to war for the cause of the UN. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. We're back here talking about the UN war waging machine, because that's all that it is, all that it's ever been, all that it was ever intended to be. So I just read that nice treasonous statement there from our former President Truman, the big sellout that he was. But you see, on occasion, these guys actually do admit. Generally, they deny it. They'll tell us, oh, we go to war for democracy and freedom and justice and liberty and human rights and, you know, overthrow tyrants and make sure we install democratically elected leaders, elected through the rigged Diebold machines. But on occasion, they actually slip up or maybe they just like to rub it in your face, deny it 99% of the time, and on that one occasion, that 1% of the time, they'll admit it. And kind of snicker, suckers, you can't stop us. But here's one of those occasions, you know, Truman admitted, yeah, we went to Korea, North Korea there, fought North Korea on behalf of the United Nations. Of course, the Vietnam War guys, the other major U.S. Cold War quagmire that was, deliberately dragged on, that we were suckered into with a phony instigated attack in the Gulf of Tonkin there. Also unnecessarily costing tens of thousands of American lives, was likewise fought under the fully approving eye of the UN. Not only approved it, they wanted it. They urged us to get involved with it. Most people don't realize that, but that is a fact. As a matter of fact, take a look at what Section 3 of the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution had to say in this matter. Quote, "This resolution shall expire when the president determines that the peace and security of the area is reasonably assured by international conditions created by action of the United Nations." Why did we go to war in Vietnam? Because the United Nations wanted us to. Hey, that's pretty good, isn't it? So take your pick. Between the United Nations and Israel, we're destined to go to war. Never for our interests. How could they be? Every war we fought for the past 60-plus years has had nothing to do with retaliation for an attack, including 9/11, of course. You know, it used to be, remember, that, you know, we would go to war if we were actually attacked? Oh, I tell you, man, what a nightmare. What a Twilight Zone world we live in here. But please notice what the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution stated. That the president would decide when we would pull out of this conflict. Well, whoever said the president had any authority in the first place to deploy troops over there when the Constitution says that only Congress can declare war? Congress never declared war on Vietnam. So how could the president decide when the conflict was going to end when he had no right to decide the thing was going to start in the first place? And again, here we find it was done for the UN, according to their dictates. Think about that, guys. Parents out there who are having, you know, sending your kids off to war, they're not fighting for the United States. Our interests aren't being served and haven't been served in every war that we've fought since World War II. Even that war's debatable, but at least that one was actually, you know, launched legally, quote-unquote, by congressional declaration of war. But certainly every war since World War II, over 60 of them, has not been fought by their own admission for U.S. interests. And yet the saps in this country say, "Oh, I'm so proud of Junior. He's going to fight for his country. He's an American hero." I'm not degrading or demeaning the service that these people are offering. But if they only knew that they were being suckered, if they only knew that they're actually not fighting for U.S. interests, what a travesty. How many tens of hundreds of thousands, probably in the millions by now since World War II, that have died, American servicemen that have died, for what? For the U.N. J. Reuben Clark Jr., who's a former Undersecretary of State, and U.S. Ambassador to Mexico. He was also widely recognized as one of our nation's foremost international lawyers. Wrote insightfully about the U.N. Charter, stating that, quote, "It is a war document, not a peace document. It makes us a party to every international dispute arising anywhere in the world." Very good observation. He's absolutely correct. And, of course, he was in a position to know about such matters. Former ambassador to Mexico, undersecretary of state. Listen to what he said here. You know, the whole system was designed to involve us into war anytime the UN thugs wanted it, anywhere they wanted it, for any reason they wanted it. In fact, any nation who's a member of the United Nations, by contractual agreement, is obliged to abide, you know, by such commands. Anytime the U.S. orders them to go into a country, by contractual agreement, they're obliged to do so. All right, guys, another short break. Stick with us. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani, continuing our discussion here about the wonderful UN that Americans seem to love to fight for. Send their sons and daughters over to breed depleted uranium, all in the name of the United Nations, helping to advance the cause of world government. Very nice of us. It's time we stop falling for the rhetoric, guys, and look what's really going on here. How much more is America going to put up with? Continuing on with our quote from Mr. J. Reuben Clark. By the way, I did sign on to the RBN chat forum there. I'm logged on there right now, so if anybody signs in, has any questions, you don't feel like calling in, you can go on there and we can talk through that medium. Anyway, continuing on with this quote, remember this guy is a former Undersecretary of State, he was U.S. Ambassador to Mexico. He then went on to say, quote, "Not only does the Charter Organization, the UN, not prevent future wars, but it makes it practically certain that we shall have future wars. And as to such wars, it takes from us, the U.S., the power to dictate them, to choose the side on which we shall fight, to determine what forces and military equipment we shall use in war, and to control and command our sons and daughters who do the fighting." He's not kidding. I mean, keep in mind, this guy, look at the positions that he held. He worked behind the scenes. He saw how it went, how it played out. He's not making this up. He's not some crazy conspiracy theorist. He's telling you straight out exactly how this system is actually designed to work and does, in fact, work. They determine if and when we go to war, who we go to war with, what side we fight on, what equipment we use, how many troops we send. Literally, guys, behind the scenes, the UN, i.e. the globalists through the UN, are determining when we fight. All they need to do is just make up some phony pretext, like 9/11. That's it. All they have to do is just come up with some excuse to sucker us. You know, for the Vietnam War, of course, it was the phony Gulf of Tonkin incident that it was admitted back in 1968 while the war was still raging on. It was admitted by Robert McNamara before a congressional hearing in 1968 that the Gulf of Tonkin incident was indeed orchestrated or instigated. LBJ said, oh, this is an attack without provocation. Hogwash. Hogwash. 4 years later, McNamara admitted, it wasn't unprovoked. We provoked it for 6 months. Took 6 months before those suckers finally struck back, so we could use that as an excuse. And why did they want to get into that war so badly? Well, there's a lot of reasons, but ultimately, guys, it all came from the UN. That's it. To this day, it's argued back and forth, you know, why we went there and what purpose it served and did we need to go at all. Of course we didn't need to go. Who could argue that? But why did we do it? Who was really pulling the strings here, orchestrating this? The UN. That's it. Other good examples of UN war waging through the U.S. military through the decades, or at least with aid from U.S., with U.S. military supplies, are Katanga in the early 60s, Somalia in the early 90s. We could go on and on with this. But let's single out one particularly notorious example, the Persian Gulf War in Iraq in 1991. Doing this will help us to get a close look at how these UN-embraced conflicts actually play out and have been playing out for decades on end. The globalists targeted Iraq in 1991, guys, not only because they wanted to pressure it into compliance with UN dictates and make it force it to become a part of the ever-growing globalist private club, but also because they wanted to make an example out of it for other potentially resistant countries, that if you don't go along and play our game by our rules, we're going to do the same thing to you. Of course, it didn't work. In fact, it was a miserable failure. Saddam never became a member of the little global community. He didn't learn how to, just like Gaddafi has done over in Libya. Just a few years ago, you may recall, Gaddafi confessed to being responsible for the downing of TWA Flight 103 in Lockerbie back in the late 80s. He had nothing to do with it, guys. It's a known fact that that was a CIA job. I got a whole show coming up on that sometime, what a fiasco that was. No connections with Libya whatsoever. Anybody with half a brain knows that. I mean, you just do a little digging and you can easily see what happened there. Everybody knows it. But this little sleazy game they played, they pressured Libya, they imposed heavy sanctions on it to the point where its economy was, ready to, fall apart. It's kind of like that uncle that used to, bend your arm behind you, say uncle, so that's what he did. He finally couldn't take it anymore, his country was ready to collapse, so all right, uncle. And of course he shelled out, I forget how many billions. I think it was like 50, 60 billion. It might have even been more than that. It was a very sizable sum of money. And, a couple of years after that, back in 2004, I think it was, he was asked about this, why did you, if the evidence doesn't, if there's no evidence that you were involved, why in fact did you confess to being guilty? He says, I had to. I didn't have a choice. It was the only way to stop the sanctions and, bring my country back to life again. This is the game they play, guys. You either conform to our pressure or ultimately we'll just come in and bomb you. It only makes sense for you to join our little club. In order to justify, guys, the massive assault on Iraq, again, the 1991 assault, that is, 2001 is another story, but we'll just focus on the 91 attack for now. In order to justify this attack, the globalists found it necessary to set up Saddam. And they did that by sending over Bush and Jim Baker, the head of the State Department at the time. Both of them personally instructed April Glaspie, who at that time was the ambassador to Iraq. They personally told her to inform Saddam. She went over there on August 1st of 1990. They informed her to go over there and tell Saddam that the U.S., quote, has no vested interests in the Iraq-Kuwait border dispute. They did that knowing full well that Saddam would read that as a green light to go ahead with his planned invasion. And he did. He fell for it. He got suckered into taking the bait. The very next day, there he was invading Kuwait, and immediately the Bush senior administration was ready to pounce on him. They sent a message, get out, we're going to come in. Saddam even remarked how shocked he was. He says, I can't believe it. What's going on here? They told me they didn't care about this border dispute. They basically gave me the go-ahead for this invasion, and now they're telling me, get out? What's going on? Poor Saddam. I guess he didn't study his history any better than the average American does because of the dumbed-down education system that we have here. I guess he was dumbed down, too. He didn't realize all during the 80s they were setting him up like a dominoes game. Set him up. Knock him down, baby. That game, guys, has played itself out over and over and over in country after country, all during the Cold War. Our best friends one day became our worst enemies the next. Look what we did with Noriega. Built him up all during the 80s. Oh, he was our best friend until we were done using him, or until, you know, in his case, he wasn't playing ball quite so well anymore. He wanted a bigger cut of the pie, the drug dealing escapades that were going on. He also wanted the U.S. to stick its nose out of South American countries' affairs. He wanted them to play a ever decreasing role in their affairs, give them their independence, and nope, that just wasn't going to fly. So now, all of a sudden, he became an evil drug lord. They had to take him out. I mean, the game here is so obvious. Look at the advantages of this, though. Build up Saddam, make all kinds of money in the process, selling him weapons. And then later, you use all those weapons that he's amassed as an excuse to go in and take him out. Oh, look at that. He's built up his army too much. Look at all those weapons he's got. It's unbelievable. So you make billions in weapons sales, and then you turn around, and that becomes the very excuse to take him out. And then you can start the whole thing all over again with the next sucker that you put in power to replace him. Oh, what a little happy scam we got going, huh? It's like the drug industry, you know? You get people strung out on drugs. Back in the 60s, LSD was legal for several years. They got people all around the country turned onto it. They waited until enough people found out about it. It became popular. Enough people got strung out on it. Then you will legalize it. Raise the cost of the stuff, you know, sky high. Now you can profit off of the sale of the thing, fund your little dark CIA black ops there, and then you can also provide cannon fodder for the prison industry. Yeah, that's what they've been doing, guys. So anyway, Saddam was set up. April Glaspie also, of course, was set up. She got fired over this issue. It's disgusting. She was doing her job, doing what she was told to do, said what she was told to say, and then they blame it on her like she was the one who came up with this and she was the cause of the whole thing. And oh, I tell you, how many lives they ruin, guys, every day. If they don't destroy you with outright bombing or poisoning or DU dumping, they'll ruin your life, take your job. It's just disgusting what's going on. Funny how Saddam was condemned by Bush Sr. for invading Kuwait when not only was he set up to do so, but a year earlier, Bush had invaded Panama, a nation that posed absolutely no threat to the United States whatsoever. During this invasion, civilian areas were the only targets that were hit, and very poor civilian areas, I might add. And for some very strange reason, it just so happened that the UN never said anything about this travesty. The UN, that agency that's supposed to be so concerned about human rights abuses and abuses of power, how come they never said a word to Daddy Bush about his illegal, scandalously outrageous, mass-murdering invasion of Panama? Oh, they were all upset about Saddam going into Kuwait. We had to go in there and take him out, remove him. But no problem that Bush invaded Panama 2 years earlier. That was A-okay. Interestingly, back in the 1980s, as I mentioned, everybody's seen these pictures. Come on, you got Saddam shaking hands with old Rumsey Boy, you know, Mr. Aspartame himself. Oh, I got a show coming up on that. Did you know aspartame was once sold by the Pentagon? Not sold, but once stockpiled by the Pentagon as a biological warfare agent. Yes, indeed. And now it's in 1,500 food products around the country. It's poison, guys, just like fluoride was once sold as rat poison. Anyway, there's the picture. You go Google it. It's all over the internet. You'll see Saddam buddying up there with Rumsey Boy, shaking his hand, striking up weapons deals. Oh, boy, I tell you. Anyway, as always, though there be other hidden motives behind the playing of these war orchestration games, the biggest one of all, guys, is the advancement of the globalist UN cause of world government, or the New World Order. That's what always has, always will lie behind all of these fiascos. Let's take a look at a George Bush Sr. quote along that line, the New World Order. Here's what he said in his State of the Union address on January 29th, 1991. Speaking in reference, of course, to the Persian Gulf War crisis, he said, for two centuries, referring back to, you know, the days of Weishaupt and the founding of this goal for global domination, he said, for two centuries, we've done the hard work of freedom. Translation, the push for world government. And tonight, we lead the world in facing down a threat to decency and humanity. Oh, give me a break. We're going to remove a threat to decency by setting him up in the first place so that we can get this war game on and mass murdering millions of Iraqis. Threat to decency and humanity. I'm not implying that Saddam was an angel, of course, but who's the real threat to decency and humanity? Then he goes on, what is at stake is more than one small country. It's a big idea. A new world order. Ooh! We're supposed to get all excited and tingly when he says that. A big idea. It's also a big fraud. He says, we have within our reach the promise of a renewed America. Well, just look how renewed we've gotten ever since. Aren't you excited about this? Our economy is ready to collapse. The dollar is dropping against the euro, against the Canadian dollar, against the yen. And, you know, millions of jobs have been hemorrhaged out of this country. We have more, you know, record foreclosures on mortgages. Oh, it's lovely, isn't it? A renewed America. You guys are supposed to just get all tingly inside. Aren't you happy? See how hard they're working for you to screw your life up even more than it already is? He said, we can find meaning and reward by serving some higher purpose than ourselves. A shining purpose. Wow. Ooh, give me some sunglasses. Woo-hoo. I'm overwhelmed with that shining. And then he goes on to say, the illumination of 1,000 points of light. Wow. Now, if that first statement didn't wow you, this one ought to get you. The illumination of 1,000 points of light. Ooh, I don't know what it means, but it sounds good, George. Sign me up. You know what he's talking about here, kids, don't you? The illumination of 1,000 points of light. Now, if that isn't a 33rd degree Mason statement for you right there, nothing is. He's sending a message out. That's an insider's buzz term for his little globalist whore buddies, his little occultist Moloch-worshipping freak jobs. Okay, kids, this is it. We're kicking into high gear now. Yeah, that New World Order is right around the corner. I can just smell it. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's my sneakers. I gotta buy some new sneakers. Anyway, it's just right around the corner. This is unbelievable, guys. Shoving it right in your face. Remember Dana Carvey on Saturday Night Live used to make fun of this term all the time. 1,000 points of light. 1,000 points of light. This is a reference to all the secret societies, all the freak job Illuminati occultists around the world, all the various groups and players who are pushing for world government, working collectively together, covertly, behind the scenes, to create world government. That's what he's talking about here. 1,000 points of light they view themselves as in an otherwise dark world. Ooh, and aren't you getting blinded by all that darkness? They're the darkness, guys. The world did have light until they came. Let's get closer here by bag.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Hey, guys. Your host, Charlie Giuliani, continuing our discussion on the wonderful United Nations here. My girlfriend just sent me, thanks again, Jen, just sent me an interesting notice here. The Bush administration announced tentative plans on Wednesday to sell Israel. Sell Israel? Since when do we sell them anything? Of course, even if we did sell them, they're buying it with money we gave them in the first place. In any case, to sell Israel up to $1.32
billion dollars worth of advanced guidance TOW and Hellfire missiles, munitions, and other weapons. Hey, cool. Ultimately, those will wind up in China. Hey, that's pretty neat. Way to go, George. Advancing the New World Order. Daddy's proud, Junior. Anyway, getting back to this quote here. Let me finish up Daddy Bush's little wonderful quote here. So here he says, 1,000 points of light. Ooh. A shining purpose, he says. You know what? Let me back up. I got to read this over again. This is just, what a charm this is. We have within our reach the promise of a renewed America. We can find meaning and reward by... Oh, they're rewarding us, all right. Rewarding us with an economy on the verge of collapse. Reward by serving some higher purpose than ourselves. A shining purpose. The illumination of 1,000 points of light. Join the community of conscience. What does he know about that word? Join the community of conscience, and the world can therefore seize... Well, he used a good word there. The world can seize the opportunity to fulfill the long-held promise of a new world order. Did you know that you've been fighting for the cause of a new world order? For the destruction of your country's sovereignty, the end of your constitutional government, the end of your freedoms and your rights and liberties, and that you should be excited about this. And if you're not, you just gotta get with the program. Watch Fox News a little bit more. Pop some, you know, Ritalin or get some Melaril or something, you know. Consult your local physician. They'll be happy to oblige. They get kickbacks. Anyway, later in this same speech, Daddy Bush also declared, quote, if we do not follow the dictates of our inner moral compass, I love his rhetoric, and stand up for human life. I think he left a word out there. I think he meant to say end of human life. In any case, stand up for human life, then his, meaning Saddam's, lawlessness will threaten the peace and democracy of the emerging new world order we now see. This long dreamed of vision we've all worked toward for so long. Who's this we, anyway? How dare he include us in that little scheme of his? This dream that we have all worked for. Anybody listening to the show, a part of that we? Give me a call. I'd like to hear from you. Let's see how American you really are. Oh, boy. Well, there you have it, folks. Once again, we're not quoting conspiracy nuts here. These are people at the highest rungs of the ladder telling you right in your face what's really going on behind the scenes. Stick with us. We'll be right back with some more revelations.
With recent internet